So you remember all those redneck jokes, you know you're a redneck if, so that would be along the lines of, you know, directions to your house includes get on Fiber Way, and if you stay on it too long, it turns into Constipation Avenue, so you want to make sure you make a left on, so you know you're a redneck. So we're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening, and oh, I have one more segment. I'm sorry. The weekly multiple listing sales update, the 19th week of the year 2013, the 736th week. I've compiled these statistics. Just single-family residences only through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta for the week ending May 10th, 2013. 40 new listings hit the books this week, and you know, it's a good number. It's a good number. Unfortunately, four are already in escrow and two are closed. So that becomes 34. And it's a problem because we had 40 opened escrows, which is unreal, and 26 sold listings. So there's, what is that, 66? But then even back off the four in escrow and two that are closed, that's still 60 off the market and 34 new listings. So you see the imbalance and why inventory is not increasing. So 40 new listings hit the books this week, a low of 575,000 on Ashton. And it's kind of named after a fireplace remnant. And a high of 28,900,000 on Padaro Lane. Just think about it. Your annual tax bill would be $300,000 a year. 20 of the 40 new listings were under $1 million. So the median price, just about $1 million, $1,025,000. Second category, opened escrows. As I mentioned, 40 lucky people opened escrow on their single family home for the week ending May 10th, 2013. A low of $399,000 on West Ortega, and that's been in and out of escrow multiple times. Let's see if that house on the creek sticks, that escrow. A high of $12,500,000 on Glen Annie. Who knew you could buy 45 acres and a 6,500 square foot house built in 2008 on Glen Annie? 21 of the 40 opened escrows were under $1 million. It's pretty funny. It was just almost identical to the 20 listings of the 40 new listings. 20 were under $1 million. Here of the 40, 21 under $1 million. Median price, $935,000. Third and final category, sold listings. 26 even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending May 10th, 2013. 26 sales. A low of $565,000 on Chino. And there's a street named after Blue Jeans. And $3,650,000 is the high on Woodley. And we're not going to make a joke about that. 17 of the 26 sold listings were under $1 million. Median price, $810,000, which is lower than the year-to-date, which I said was $912,000 out of the 18th week of the year. And that's the stats for the week ending May 10th, 2013. If anyone asks you, I wonder what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now that we have out there, you could tell them 38.5%. 38.5%. And last year at this time, you know what it was? 38%. The difference is right now you have 512 listings to look at that are not in escrow, and last year you had 665 listings to look at. So that's the number. Under $1 million, 64% of the listings under $1 million are in escrow. That's why it's tough to find. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search MLS listings throughout California and listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Remember, I can answer just about any question eventually.